Brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to Matthew 1? Matthew 1. Verse 1 to verse 6. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers.
犹大从他玛士生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰。
Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, Hezron begot Ram.
亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生沙门。
Ram begot Aminadab, Aminadab begot Nahshon, Nahshon begot Salmon.
沙门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西。
Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse.
耶西生大卫王。
And Jesse begot David the king.
16节，17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣，是从玛利亚生的。
And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations.
加太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加太书第三章第七节。
3:7. Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
16节。 所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指的许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙。
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seed, as many, but as one, and to your seed, who is Christ. We now pause here from our scripture reading. Would you please bow your head and let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that this is another resurrection day that we can come before you.
因着你从死里复活，叫我们今天这些人，就成为一个有指望的人。
Because you are raised from the dead, so today we have become people of hope.
所以永远生命在我们里面，一生来带领我们，一生来走这条道路。
And this everlasting life has been dwelling us and leading us to walk in this everlasting way.
求主这次在一生里面，也常常用你的话来引导我们，用你的话来，帮助我们，带领我们走人生的道路。
Lord, may you often prepare us to walk in this way of life through your words and through your grace.
每次回到你的话语跟前，巴不得你的话真是能够在显明你的心意，显明你在我们身上的工作是何等完全。
Every time when we come before you, may you show us the great will of yours in our life and your grace to all of us.
让我们每一个人把自己都一同交托在你的手中。
So that all of us will give ourselves into your hands.
叫你自己的工作真成全。
So that your work will be completed and accomplished in us. That you will be gratified. Lord, with this longing and admiring heart, we just come before your feet.
你向,
command your grace toward us and speak to us.
谢谢主，这样听我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for hearing us.
靠主耶稣基督求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 那我们礼拜五查经呢？我们刚读完马太福音。
We just finished the book of Matthew in our Friday's Bible study.
那我愿意再回到马太福音的第一章家谱里面，我们要看马太福音它的主题是什么。
So I'd like to come back to Matthew 1 to consider the very theme of the book of Matthew.
我想当弟兄姊妹，我们读到家谱的时候，我们常常觉得这些实在很枯燥。
Brothers and sisters, often when we study genealogies, we feel they are so boring.
不仅这些人名不容易记，好像也不知道他们的背景是怎样。
Now these names are hard to remember, and plus that we don't understand the background of them.
特别我们读旧约历代志上，一开头就有八章记载以色列的家谱。
Especially when we read First Chronicles, that in first eight chapters they recorded all kinds of genealogies.
虽然这些家谱里面的人名我们不熟悉。
Although we're not familiar with the names in those genealogies.
但是我想圣经把这些家谱记在圣经里面。
But I believe that since the Bible records all these genealogies,
特别在这家谱里面有些人名我们需要特别注意的。
So then we have to pay special attention to some of the names listed here.
特别马太福音开头，让我们看见耶稣基督的家谱。
Especially at the very beginning of the Gospel according to Matthew, we see the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
同样，我想在这个家谱里面。有几个人的名字我们需要去特别注意，为什么神把这些记在这里。
Therefore, we have to take note some of the names here, to find out why God has recorded them.
我们知道圣经一开头记载四福音，新约一开头记载四福音。
We know that the New Testament begins with four Gospels.
四卷福音书都是要启示耶稣基督。
And they all are all to reveal Jesus Christ.
那从四卷福音书呢，从四方面来说到这位道成肉身的耶稣。
And these four gospels speak of our Lord Jesus who came in the flesh from four different aspects.
我们知道一样福音乃是讲到耶稣他是神的儿子。
Matthew speaks of Jesus as the Son of God.
所以马太一样福音开头就告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同在。太初有
一样福音。John speaks of Jesus as the Son of God. So therefore he goes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
这道就是神。
And the Word was God.
因为他是神的儿子，所以一样福音没有记载家谱。
And because he is the Son of God, therefore John does not record the genealogy.
因为他是在太初就有的。
Because he's the one who was in the beginning.
那马可福音讲到他是一个做仆人的。
And Mark tells us that Jesus as a servant.
仆人乃是说到他出生的卑微。
So a servant, this book speaks of the servant speaks of his low birth.
所以人也不需要他出不知道不需要知道他出生背景是什么。
Therefore, we do not need to know the background of his birth.
而路加福音是讲到神所要得着的那个完全人。
And Luke speaks of the very perfect man that God tried to gain.
所以路加福音也记载一个家谱，那不过那是一个人的家谱。
Therefore, although Luke has this genealogy, but that's the genealogy of the man.
所以路加福音在那个家谱里面告诉我们说，耶稣开头传道的时候呢，约有三十岁。
So in Luke we read that at the age of 30 years old, Jesus began to preach.
依人看来，他是耶稣的儿子。
According to man, he is the son of Joseph.
就是从外面人来看，他是神，是耶稣的儿子。
So outwardly. Jesus to people that Jesus was the son of Joseph.
所以这个家谱呢，是一直追溯到第一个人亚当。
And Luke's genealogy traced all the way back to the very first man, Adam.
然后说到亚当他是神的儿子。
And there it speaks Adam as the son of God.
那就是说人的源头乃是从神而来。
That tells us that our very origin came from God.
那马太福音的主题是什么呢？
Now what is the grand theme of Matthew?
还是说到耶稣他是君王。
That Jesus as a king.
所以这个家谱他追溯呢，不是 从底下往上去追溯的。
Therefore, the trace of Jesus' genealogy does not start from the bottom and all the way going to the top.
是从他祖先，然后一代一代有次序的这样记载下。
Instead, this genealogy starts with Jesus' ancestors and one generation to next in a very neat order.
祖先不是从亚当开始算起。
Therefore, Jesus' ancestors do not count starting from Adam,
而是从两个人亚伯安和大卫开始算起。
It starts from two people, Abraham and David.
在原文里面呢，大卫子孙应该是在亚伯安的后裔之前，还是这句话说耶稣基督的家谱，大卫子孙亚伯安的后裔。
In its original, it goes. The genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, but in Chinese Bible, it reverses the order.
是大卫的子孙是摆在前面。
So the son of David should come first.
因为大卫是一个作王的。
Because David is a king.
所以更显出这个家谱呢，是一个王的一个家谱。
This shows all the more that this genealogy is a genealogy of kings.
所以这个家谱呢，是要说到主耶稣是那位君王。
So this genealogy simply tells us that Jesus is that king.
所以我们看见当第二章的时候，在那里说到那个东方来几个博士问说，那生来做犹太人的王在哪里？
So in chapter 2, we see that the Magi who came to Jerusalem and asked, where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
经过33年半，主要是最后进到耶路撒冷城的时候。
And after 33 and a half years, when Jesus finally entered the Jerusalem,
他也是以君王的身份进到耶路撒冷城。
He entered as a king.
最后到26-27章，他在那里被审判的时候。
And in chapter 27, while Jesus was judged,
他也是以君王的身份受审判。
And he stood as a king to be judged.
比拉多在问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
When Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣说：“你做的事。”
And Jesus said, "It is as you say."
我为此而生。
For this I was born.
当人在那里给他穿上朱红色的袍子，给他戴头戴荆棘的冠冕。
When people put on the scarlet robe on Jesus and put on the crown of thorn on his head.
好像是用一种君王的身份来讽刺他，来羞辱他。
Again, they saw Jesus as a king, but they did this to shame him, to reproach him.
但是却说出他是一个君王的事实。
However, this does speak of the fact that Jesus is the king.
到最后他死的时候被钉在十字架上，上面有个牌子写着说犹太人的王。
Even though when Jesus was crucified on the cross, above his head, you see this inscription saying this is the king of the Jews.
虽然人说这是他的一个罪名。
Although people would see this as an accusation of Jesus.
但是却说出他的确是那个君王。
But the inscription did say that Jesus was the king.
到最后28章，我们看见他从死里复活。
And when we come to chapter 28, when Jesus was raised from the dead,
他在宣告说天上地下所有权柄都已经赐给了他。
There he proclaimed that in heaven and on earth all authorities have been given to me.
他胜过死亡，在生命的大能当中，他做君王。
In the power of his life, he overcame death to be the king.
那他这个王的一个实际，先是显在我们这些蒙救赎的人身上，就是教会。
Therefore, the very reality of his kingship is first revealed in us who are redeemed by him, the church.
所以教会在地上的见证是什么呢？
So what is the testimony of the church on earth?
教会在地上见证就是说他是王。
The church on earth simply testifies the fact that he is the king.
因为有一帮蒙救赎的儿女愿意称他为王。
These are the people who are redeemed by him and are willing to call him king.
愿意让他来管理我们，来带领我们。
Willing to be ruled and led by him.
我想这就是教会在地上的一个见证。
And this is the very testimony of the church on earth.
但是到最后有一天他要显在国度里面他真正是一个君王
And in the end he will show him as a king in his kingdom
最后在宇宙当中要显明他是万主之主万王之王
So in the whole universe he will reveal himself as the king of kings the lord of lords
所以这就是马太福音所要告诉我们主耶稣他是那个君王天国的君王
And this is what Matthew tells us that Lord Jesus is the king the king of the heavens
那这个家谱的标题是什么呢就是第一
And what is the title of this whole genealogy that said in verse 1?
讲到耶稣基督他是亚伯兰的后裔他是大卫的子孙
Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
我们知道亚伯兰神曾应许他一个儿子
We know that God once promised Abraham a son.
但是在创世纪第十七章神在那里对亚伯兰应许说
And in Genesis 17, God promised Abraham,
他说国度要从你而出君王要从你而国度要从你而立君王要从你而出
that I will make nations of you and kings will come from you.
我要和你和你的后裔呢坚立我的约
I will establish this covenant between me and you and your descendants after you.
做永远的约我要做你和你后裔的神
And I will be God to you and to the descendants after you.
为什么这个家谱是从亚伯兰开始算起呢?
So why does the genealogy start from Abraham?
因为神在应许亚伯兰说他从他后裔当中要建立一个国度从他后裔当中要出现一个君王。
Because God had first promised Abraham that he would Abraham a nation and from Abraham the kings would come.
所以这个君王的家谱呢是从亚伯兰这个应许开始的
So this king's genealogy all starts from the very promise made to Abraham
我们刚刚读到加拉太书第三章十六节那里告诉我们
And Galatians 3:16 which we just read
保罗在圣灵启示当中他看见神所应许给亚伯兰和他的子孙
In the revelation of the Holy Spirit Paul saw the very promise and the promise which was made to his
他说不是指了许多的子孙乃是指了那一个子孙就是一个人
and the verse says the promise was made not to many seeds but to that seed that Jesus Christ
就是基督
the Christ
所以亚伯兰真正的后裔真正的儿子是谁呢不是以撒乃是要来那个基督
so who is the true son of Abraham not Isaac but the Christ to come
所以在这里才一开头告诉我们说耶稣基督他是亚伯兰的后裔这原文应该是都说亚伯兰的儿子
therefore we read in the very beginning as original state language state Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham
万国要因着他得福
all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him
就是因着这个亚伯兰这个儿子得福
that is through the son of Abraham
我们感谢主今天我们怎样得到神的祝福呢
we thank our Lord today how have we received God's blessing
是因着亚伯兰儿子耶稣基督
it is all through the son of Abraham Jesus Christ
所以他称为亚伯兰的后裔亚伯兰的儿子
Therefore, Jesus is called the son of Abraham.
他又是大卫的子孙
And then Jesus is also the son of David.
那我们知道神也曾经应许大卫说他的后裔要坚定他的宝座直到永远
We know that God also once promised David that he would establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
但是我们看见从历史上我们看见大卫的子孙他的宝座没有直到永远
But historically, we could see that David's descendants did not keep the throne to the end.
最后以色列这个国家灭亡了，国权就没有了。
We also see that the country Israel was destroyed, and the very throne of the kingship simply disappeared.
因为在圣经里面讲到大卫的子孙，那个特别的意义呢，是说到那要来的弥赛亚基督。
And in the Bible, when we see the son of David, it has a special meaning. That means the coming Christ.
所以耶稣基督他是大卫的儿子，说明他是那要来的那个基督弥赛亚。
So Jesus Christ as the son of God simply means he is the coming Messiah.
那要来做王直到永远的。
The very one who will come to reign as king forever. This is a promise made to Abraham and also to David. They all speak of this king. Speak of this throne. And the very one that all the Jews waited for day and night. So when the Lord Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem the very last time, and all the Jews cried out cheerfully, Hosanna, the son of God, the David, blessed is he who is coming in the name of God. And this is the King of Israel, blessed is he. Because he is the very one God has promised them, the Son of David who is come to reign. Therefore, we know that the king and his kingship, which was promised to the Jews, all came from David and Abraham. Therefore, based upon the foundation of these two promises that the genealogy makes itself clear to us, that he speaks of the promises which are made to David and also the promises made to Abraham.
17节, 他告诉我们说呢, 在这个家谱里面分成有三个世世代。
And in verse 17, we see that in this genealogy, it's divided into 3 14 generations.
他说从亚伯兰到大卫呢,
from Abraham to David are 14 generations.
然后从大卫又到迁到巴比伦的时候又有十四代.
And then from David to the captivity in Babylon, that's another 14 generations.
然后从迁到巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代.
And then from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are another 14 generations.
这个十四代就说到神的救赎计划，他工作的一个过程和他工作最终的一个结果。
These 14 generations speak of God's redemptive plan, its process, and its final outcome.
那我想从这个三个世代里面，我们来看到底神是怎样来救赎计划，怎样是开始的，那最终是怎样完成的呢？
So from these 3 14 generations, we will consider when did God's redemptive plan first start, and how was it carried out toward the end?
三个十四代对着我们新约的基督徒来说，到底和我们有什么关系呢？
And all these 3 14 generations, what's their relationship to us as Christians in New Testament?
头一个十四代就是在这个组合里面呢，它是从亚伯兰到大卫。
In the first group of 14 generations, that start from Abraham to David.
亚伯兰是头一个神所呼召的人。
And Abraham is the very first person God called.
我们知道在亚伯兰之前呢，圣经也记载有一些列祖，他们在神面前也是蒙到神的恩典。
And we know that before Abraham, there were many forefathers who also received the grace from God.
我们看见创世纪第四章有那个亚伯的献祭。
We see Genesis 4 that the offering of Abel.
我们也看见以诺与神同行。
We also see that Enoch walked with God.
我们看见挪亚在神面前也是个义人，是个完全人。
We also see Noah as a righteous blameless person.
这些列祖们，他们在神面前也是蒙到神恩典的一般人。
So all these fathers were highly regarded and shown favor before God.
但是他们蒙恩不过是个人的。
However, their grace was simply personally based.
而亚伯兰蒙恩典不是单单个人而已，乃是神要借这个人带进一个国度。
Abraham's grace is not for him only, but it is through this favor that God will bring in his eternal kingdom. After the judgment of the flood, we see that the old people on earth began to rebel against God. And people were building this Tower of Babel to proclaim their own names. It is in this backdrop that God called Abraham. He chose him.
神这个拣选乃是借着他要带进神永远的旨意。
And God wanted to bring in His eternal purpose through the election of Abraham.
所以在这个族类里面，我们说到这一般人都是被神所拣选的族类。
Therefore, in this group of 14 generations, we see that all these people are chosen race.
特别从前面几个人物，我们可以看见更显明这一点。
Especially from the first few figures in this group, we could see this so evidently.
在这里讲到说，亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各。
Here we read Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob.
我们知道亚伯兰他有两个儿子，一个以斯玛利，一个以撒。
We know Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael.
但是在这里只记载以撒。
However, in this genealogy, only Isaac was recorded.
所以这是说到以撒他是一个蒙拣选的人。
So we know that Isaac was the one chosen by God.
以撒也是生了两个儿子，以扫和雅各。
Isaac also bore two sons, Jacob and Esau.
但是在这里只记载雅各。
Then again, only Jacob was recorded.
神不拣选以扫呢，是拣选雅各。
God did not choose Esau, but Jacob.
雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers.
我们知道雅各有十二个儿子。
We know that Jacob had 12 sons.
但是在这里只记载犹大。
Again, only Judah.Name is recorded here.
很显然，神是从这个十二支派当中拣选的犹大。
So apparently, of these 12 tribes, that God chose Judah.
我想在这个原则里面，我们看见在这个家谱里面，这些人都是说到他是蒙拣选的一般人。
So this principle tells us that in this group of people, all these were the people chosen by God.
到最后讲到耶西生大卫王。
And then we read that Jesse begot David the king.
我们知道耶西他有八个儿子。
And again, Jesse had eight sons.
神在这里只记载大卫。
Then God only recorded David here.
并且我们看见这些被拣选的人，就他们本身来说，实在都是很不完全的一般人。
And as to all these chosen ones, then we could see that all of them are so imperfect.
我想雅各我们是最熟悉的一个。
And among all these, we're most familiar with Jacob.
他是一个天性非常败坏的一个人。
He is just a person with so corrupt naturally.
但是神却拣选他。
However, God has chosen him.
大卫也是一样。
So is David.
他从小在父亲的家中是被轻看的一个人。
Ever since he was young, he's the one despised in his household.
家中要办喜宴的时候呢，没有把他请回来。
When there is some happy feast happening, that his family would not invite him in.
仍然在野地放羊，牧养他父亲的羊。
David was still shepherding his father's sheep in the wilderness.
所以看这些人，他们之所以蒙了拣选，不是因他们本身，乃是因着神恩典的呼召。
So we could conclude that the reason that these people were chosen is not because of themselves, but because of the calling of God's grace.
这是说明什么呢
？Then what does all this mean?
这是在神的救赎计划里面。
In God's redemptive plan.
这些蒙到神拣选、蒙到神恩典呼召的人，原来不是他们自己有什么好。
All these chosen by God, all these who receive the calling of God's grace, because when God chooses people, it's not because of the human behavior, but because of the abundance of His grace.
哇，这就是讲到我们蒙恩得救的一个故事。
And all these attest to our very story of being saved by His grace.
彼得后书第一章也告诉我们。
Second Peter 1.
对不起，提摩太后书第一章也告诉我们。
Second Timothy 1.
他说神救我们，以圣召召我们，不是按着我们的行为，乃是按着他永远的旨意和他的恩召。
God has saved us, called us with holy calling, not because of our righteousness, but because of His purpose and grace.
神按着他永远的旨意，然后在恩典里面呼召拣选一般人。
So according to God's eternal purpose, in His grace, He called a certain group.
进到他永远的救赎计划里面。
To enter into his eternal redemptive plan.
所以彼得告诉我们说，我们都是蒙拣选的族类。
Therefore, Peter also says that we're all chosen generation.
因为神在创世之前，在基督里面拣选了我们。
Because before the foundation of the world, God chose us in Christ Jesus.
因为这样拣选，我们今天也是进到这个基督耶稣的家谱里面。
And because of this election today, we also enter into the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
成为亚伯拉罕后裔大卫的子孙，这个家谱里面的人。
Now we're just we also become son of David, son of Abraham, become one member of this lineage.
因为刚我们读到，在加拉太书那里告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕子孙是哪些人呢？
Because in Galatians we just read, who are all these descendants of Abraham?
凡是以信心为本的人，他们都是亚伯拉罕子孙。
All those who are of the faith of Abraham.
我们今天都是因着信心被神称义。
Today we're all are justified by God because of faith.
我们是亚伯拉罕真正的子孙。
So we are the true descendants of Abraham.
所以我们是在这个基督家谱里面有的人。
Therefore, we are also counted in this genealogy of Jesus Christ.
我们乃是属于神家中的一般人。
And we're those people who are members of God's household.
这个家谱第一点让我们所看见的。
So this is the very first point that this genealogy shows us.
而在前面头六节里面也特别记载有三个女人的名字。
And here in the first group from verse 1 to 6, three women's names.
这是一个很特别的记载。
And this is such a very unique record.
因为在犹太人家谱里面，他们是从来不记载女性的名字。
Because according to Jewish genealogies, no women's name should be recorded.
但是在耶稣基督家谱里面，却把这三个女人名字记载在里面。
And then in Jesus' genealogy, that three women's names are recorded.
若是我们读他们的这三个女人历史，我们就知道他们这三个人呢，他玛斯跟拉尔斯。他们出生都不是很好的人。
If you read the history of these three women, you could see that the very birth of Tamar and Rahab aren't that great.
这三个女人都是外邦人。
All these three women are Gentiles.
在神的律法底下，他们是一个一般罪人。
According to God's law, that they are considered sinners.
他们是没办法进到耶和华会中的人。
They're not supposed to come into the assembly of God.
那也就是他们完全没有办法被神接纳的人。
And these are the people who could not be accepted by God whatsoever.
现在为什么这一半却列在基督家谱里面？
And why is these three women are recorded in the genealogy of Jesus?
原来这三个人也都是因着信心，然后进到这个家谱里面。
It is by the same principle that these three women, by faith, enter into the genealogy of Jesus.
成为基督家谱里面的人。
And now they become.A member of God.
这三个人在那要见证一件事情。
All these three testify of one thing.
整个救赎的计划范围是包括外邦人的。
That is God's redemptive plan includes all the Gentiles.
以弗所书第二章很清楚告诉我们。
As the two read so clearly to us.
我们这些人按着肉体来说也是外邦人。
In our flesh are considered Gentiles.
我们是与基督无关无分的人。
We have no part, and we are alien to God.
在神的诸约应许中，我们是不相干的人。
We are excluded as not being participated in the commonwealth of Jesus' covenant.
我们是一般局外人。
We are simply foreigners.
但是现在，因为我们相信主耶稣基督。
But now, because we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们就有份于神的救恩。
We now participated in his salvation.
我们不再做一个外人，我们来自神家中的人。
No longer are we foreigners, but we are members of his household.
神所应许给亚伯拉罕，今天也临到我们这些外邦人身上。
So the very blessing God has promised Abraham today has come upon us.
因为我们的信心，我们就进到这个家谱里面。
Because by our faith, we now enter into this genealogy.
所以从这三个外邦女人当中，我们看见原来神的救恩是以关系到万民的。
So, from the very genealogy, from verse 1 to 3, we know that God's salvation concerns all the people.
所以这个三个女人就是代表外邦人蒙恩的一个故事。
And these three women represent the very story of Gentiles being
given grace.
Those who have no part, who has not being a partaker in God.
现在借着信心呢，和主耶稣基督连上了。
Now by faith they're being linked to Jesus Christ.
这是神的一个恩典。
Truly, this is God's grace.
而在这一组里面，从亚伯开始，然后结束在大卫王。
And this group starts from Abraham and ends at King David.
神应许大卫太子孙要永远坐在宝座上。
And God had promised David that his descendants after him would sit on the throne forever.
原来这个子孙，这个儿子就是指的基督耶稣来说的。
And then the very descendant of David is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他成全神应许给大卫的那应许。
Because he will accomplish the very promise God has promised David.
只有他永远坐在宝座上。
Only Christ could sit on the throne forever.
在这个家谱里面，我们看见从第六节后半段开始，这些都是坐在宝座上的那些的君王。
From the second half of verse 6, we could read all the kings who sat on the throne.
在这里只有称大卫是王。
However, here only David is entitled David the King.
因为只有大卫才是真正的王。
Because only David is the true king.
所以这个计划，神救赎计划是从亚伯兰开始，然后结束在大卫王。
So we know God's redemptive plan starts from Abraham and ends at David.
这说明神所拣选的族类。
And it tells us the very chosen race.
这些蒙到神恩典的人，他们一进到神家中，进到这个基督家谱里面，他们最终所带神所要带到最终的群体是什么呢？
All these people who are given grace when they enter into the genealogy of Jesus Christ, what is the final outcome of theirs?
是要把他们带到作王的地位上。
That to bring them to the throne.
感谢神，这是蒙拣选赎为他们最终荣耀的一个命令。
So we thank God that it's such a glorious fate designated for all those chosen generations.
所以罗马书第八章也告诉我们。
Therefore, reading Romans 8,
圣灵和我们心一同见证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit testify that we are children of God.
神的儿女就是神的后嗣。
So the children of God, then they are heirs of God.
并且要和基督一同做后嗣。
And we are co-heirs of Jesus Christ.
那是说基督如何，我们也是如何。
That's telling us as is Jesus Christ, so are we.
所以保罗说，我们若是与他一同受苦，就要和他一同同得荣耀。
Therefore, Paul said, if we suffer together with him, we will be glorified together with him.
什么是荣耀？
And what is glory?
最大荣耀就是能够坐在宝座上。
The greatest glory is to sit on the throne.
所以罗马书第八章讲到我们这些蒙恩的人，神呼召了我们。
So Romans 8 tells us all of us who are called by His grace, He has called us.
叫我们称为义。
So He justified us.
又叫我们这些称为义的人最终得到荣耀。
And those who are justified in the end will be glorified.
这是神拯救我们的一个目的。
And this is the very purpose.Of God's salvation.
这是神呼召我们的目的。
And this is the very purpose of His calling.
所以希伯来书第二章告诉我们说，有一天神的儿子要带领众子一同进到荣耀里面。
So in Hebrews 2, we also read, one day the Son of God will bring many sons into His glory.
所以在我们在看见这个头一个十四代里面，看见从亚伯兰开始，最终是结束在这个大卫王的身上。
So in this first 14 generations, we see that it starts with Abraham and ends at David the king.
说明我们这些蒙拣选的族类，神有一天把我们带到荣耀国、荣耀里面，还是与基督一同坐在宝座上。
Telling us chosen by Him that one day we will also enter into the very glory and sit on the throne.
所以头一个十四代呢，是说到一般蒙拣选的族类。
So the first 14 generation tells us of the chosen generation.
啊，第二个十四代呢
？The second 14 generation.
我们是历史读历史的话，就知道这些都是犹大的君王。
If you study the history of the Bible, we know that all these are Jews kings.
所以很显然呢，这一组呢是说到一个君王的一个家族。
So apparently, this tells us this genealogy of kings.
在这里头一个呢是讲到大卫。
First, we read David.
就是历史的事实来说，以色列头一个君王是扫罗。
According to the historical fact that the first king of Jews should be Saul.
但是圣经却不记载扫罗。
However, the Bible does not recall.
大卫才是神计划当中要做完的那一位。
The Bible does not record Saul as a king, but David is the one in God's heart to be a king.
神把刀从牧羊群当中呼召出来，就是要他来做王。
When God called David from the fold of the sheep, to call him to be a king.
所以扫是不蒙纪念的一个人。
And Saul is the person who is not remembered by God.
大卫才是神心中所要的那个王。
Only David is the very one in God's heart that he would become a king.
并且我们知道大卫也是一个做又。犹大国做王的一个标准。
And also, David became the very standard for all those kings that came after him.
所以我们读到列王记的时候，我们常常看见那些好的王。
And when we come to read all the kings in the Bible, when we read all the good kings,
他的依据是什么呢？依据他的根据是什么
？And what's the basis of saying they are good kings?
圣经称那些好的王来是说到他们效法他主大卫一切所行的。
Whenever the Bible says this is a good king, it always says that because he follows the deeds of his father David.
所以一个好王的标准呢，是根据他是不是照着大卫所行的一切。
So the very standard as to this person being a good king or not simply is whether he follows David.
因为大卫他是神心目当中合神心的一个君王。
Because in God's heart, David is the one who goes after God's heart.
这个也让可以看见今天做王的标准是什么。
And today it also shows us what is the very standard of your kingship. Or to say what is the very reality of your kingship.
虽然在这些君王里面，有的是好王，有的却是坏王。
Among all these kings, some are good, some are bad.
圣经也把他们名字都记在这个家谱里面。
And the Bible records all their names here in the genealogy.
但是借着效法。他主大卫却所行的，这就是成为神审判这些君王的一个标准。
But God uses the standard as to whether these kings follow the deeds of David.
因为神所要不是只是一个位分而已。
Because what God is seeking after is not just some status as a king.
神乃是要了一个做王的实际。
He wants the very reality of this kingship.
感谢主，就是蒙恩的地位，我们今天也是。得到这个生君王的生命。
Thank God that as to our position today, we have all received this status as king.
我们都是在这个君王的家谱、君王的这个家族体系的里面。
We're also in the system of this kingship.
但是神不是单单看我们外面有这个地位而已。
But God does not consider us only out externally as to our standing.
神乃是让我们看见我们这个里面这个生。君王的身份能够显出那君王的实际来。
He wants to see if this king's status would produce this truly king's life in us.
那就是基督的生命是不是在我们里面能够来管理我们
？That to say, if the life of Christ would actually rule us in us.
是不是基督的生命在我们里面能够做王
？Can he reign in our lives？
基督的生命是不是能够借着我们这些有这样地位身份的人，能够把它表明出来
？Can Christ's life actually be manifested through us who hold the position as king?
虽然这个地位我们已经是一个做君王的一个身份
，position-wise we have obtained this very kingship at this very status.
但是就实际来说，好像我们这个君王身份还没有表明出来。
However, practically speaking, it seems that this life as a king isn't fully
manifested
yet. And this is why we need to seek after this life. So when our life grows and it becomes mature very readily, this reality of kingship just shows in us.
在我们生命里面，让基督显出他是我们的王。
And we will show in our life that Christ is our King.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，就是在神的救恩的里面，我们今天站在一个尊贵的地位上。
So, brother and sister, we thank God that in terms of the status of our salvation, yes, we stand in a very noble position.
就是当时历史来说，神应许一些大卫的后裔都要做王的。
And according to God's promise to those people in those days that all the descendants of David should be kings. However, in their life, they never allowed God to be their king.
So, in this 家族君王家族这个体系里面，看见最终落到一个结局就是被掳呀。
So in this royal genealogy, we see the final outcome is they're all taken captive.
他不仅不再坐在宝座王位上。
Not only did they not sit on the throne.
他们成为被掳的人。
But they become captive.
这就进到第三个十世代。
And then now we come to the third 14 generation.
就是身份，就是神应许来说，这些后面的人，他们也是一个做君王的人。
In terms of their positions, in terms of God's promises to them, they are supposed to be people who sit on the throne also. And then we read that from the third 14th generation, none of them was a king. They did not even hold that position as a king. Contrary, that they became slaves.And they were slaves even in the right before Jesus came. We see Joseph was listed as one of the royal genealogy here. But what was Joseph's occupation? He was only a carpenter. Because all the Israelites in Joseph's days were under Roman dominion. And to us, there are similar people who have lost their
nation.
Therefore, all these people, they do have the lives as a king. They have the royal blood.
但是他们已经失去那个实际。
However, they've lost of this very reality.
所以他们也不能坐在宝座上来做王。
Therefore, they cannot sit on the throne to reign either.
我们感谢主，这个第三个十世代是结束在基督。
But we thank the Lord that the third 14th generation ends at the Christ.
我们若是读英文圣经更清楚，在十六节，这个第三代结束的最后一个字是基督。
And if you read the English Bible, it seems even more evident that it says that at the end of this third 14th generation, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ.
从一开头迁到巴比伦,
From the beginning of deportation to Babylon,
结束在基督,
and it ends as the Christ.
所以第三个时代让看见这是一个败落的一个家族。
So here in the third 14 generations, we see that this is a corrupt, desolate genealogy. From this glorious royal family, now you have come to this desolate, corrupt family. Because there, they rebelled against their God. There, they did not consider God as their king. Therefore, God allowed all the heathens to take them captive to Babylon. Not only outwardly were they not kings, but actually they are under bondage without any freedom. Therefore, we seem to see that this genealogy has lost its hope, as though God's promises were made void. That God has promised to David and Abraham. The very promise according to Israelite history doesn't seem to be able to be performed. But we thank God that in the third 14 generations, they end at the Christ. This shows us on the one hand that this genealogy will not go further corruption. Instead, in this genealogy, we see this one person that showed himself as the Christ. It is through the Christ God will again recover his work. And because of the birth of the Christ, the Israelites again could have their hope. All these chosen generations again had their hope.
心意是不改变的。
Because God's original election never changed.
虽然人可以失信，但是神是不失信的。
Even though man could be faithless, but God will not.
神的应许永远是不改变的。
God's promises will never be changed.
神的应许必要成全，成就的。
And God's promise will be brought to pass.
所以我们看见这就是为什么主耶稣基督降生的原因。
And this is the very reason why Jesus Christ was born.
所以当主耶稣降生的时候
，When Lord Jesus was born,
人一再称他说大卫子孙，大卫子孙。
People kept calling him that he is the son of David, the son of David.
也许犹太人在呼唤这名字的时候，他们是看见这是在这个大卫家，大卫子孙是在这个基督家谱里面的一个人。
Maybe when the Jews cried out this term, the son of David, they probably are simply saying that Jesus is one member of the genealogy. But it is through their calling out that God wants to show us that it is through Jesus Christ that he will accomplish his redemptive plan.
对，好像他们都称说以色列王应当称颂的。
Even though they said that blessed is the king of Israel,
似乎好像是似懂非懂的，觉得他这真是要来以色列王。
But actually, they seem to understand, and they did not seem to understand. They did not know that Jesus is the coming king.
其实他们实在不懂，也不认识他真是以色列王。
Actually, they did not understand that Jesus is the King, the coming Messiah.
因为我们看见最后钉在十字架上的时候，也是因着这些人在呼喊说钉他，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And we see at the end, it is through the same group of people who said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
那我们感谢神，虽然犹太人不认识他，真是要来做王的那位。
We thank God that even though Jews did not understand he is the coming Messiah,
但是却说出神心中。所要的那位王已经来了。
But they did make it clear that the very king in God's heart now has arrived.
用什么？就是我们的经历来说也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, according to our experiences, the same principle applies.
按照命定，我们拣选的族类有一天要带到做王那个地位里面。
By God's predetermination that we are the chosen generation that one day we will be brought into this kingdom.
并且在世界里面，好像今天神就要在我们的生活里面，让我们经历到耶稣基督是我们王。
And in our living circumstances, God wants us to experience the very fact Jesus is our King.
但就实际的情形来说，我们和当时以色列百姓一样。
But in reality, we're very much like those Jews in Jesus' day.
我们有这个身份，有这个地位，但是我们整个生活是败落掉的。
Even though we have the position, we have the status, however, our lives.
我们没有显出神在我们身上的心意。
We never show off the very heart of God in us.
让这位生命的主在里面做王。
So that the Lord of Christ.The Lord of Life could actually reign in us.
So, 我们整个情形好像是落在一个被掳的光景底下。
So our conditions are just like those captives being carried away.
这就是今天教会在地上的光景。
And this is the very condition of today's churches on earth.
所以看见今天教会在地上所显出来的呢
？So today we could see that all that the church manifests.
教会一般蒙救赎的百姓。
Is that the church are those redeemed by God?
蒙拣选的人。
Chosen people.
神要现在这一般蒙拣选身上显出他是做，基督是我们的王。
And in this chosen people, God wants to show the fact that the Christ is our King.
但在世界里面，好像基督不能够做我们的王。
However, in reality, it seems that Christ cannot be our King.
以至于我们的整个属灵生活都败落掉了。
So as to all our spiritual lives seem to become very corrupt.
教会在地上的生活好像就败落掉了。
And so is the church life on earth.
好像在人家看教会是没有指望的。
Therefore, to many people, church is hopeless.
教会好像落在世界辖制里面，世界王在那管理辖制整个教会。
Church simply falls victim to the rule of the world and in bondage.
但是我们感谢神，神的心永远不改变。
But we thank God, His will never change.
因着基督第二次的再来。
And because of the second coming of Christ.
我们里面就充满了盼望。
Then we are filled with the hope.
主耶稣第二次再来，他要将万物都复兴。
When the Lord comes the second time, He will revive all things.
The
church will be judged and be brought into God's original
purpose.
When we come to read the revelations, our hearts should be filled with hope. Even though at the very beginning, as we read the very conditions of the churches, we know they are in the state of corruption. Even though among these churches, there were few who stood on the side of God. But as to the majority, God's children still
have fallen.
As though the church had lost its hope. But we still thank God because we are people of hope. Because when we come to the end of Revelation, we see this glorious state. That God's will be performed. There we will proclaim, My Lord, My King has reigned. On that day, God and His children will together reign on His throne. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, accomplished redemptive word, God will one day bring it to pass what He has promised us.
教会还活在地上，还有继续能够活在地上的一个原因。Brothers
and sisters, this is the very reason that today the church can today still survive on earth.
说是我们看教会外表所表现出来的。If
we simply consider the outward appearances of the church,
我们也是没有盼望的一般人。We
become people without hope.
但是若是我们从神话里面看见神那永远不改变的心意。However,
if we consider the never change the eternal purpose of God revealed in His word. We know that church
has
hope. And we know we who are chosen by Him have hope. Because God will accomplish His work. God will transform the church in the end to be qualified to sit together with Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we do have this kind of insight, this kind of revelation, then as we live in the church, then we are not we do not have the right to be despaired. And we do not have the right to withdraw. Because we always are people. Because by the Lord's grace, we will continue to walk in this journey. Nor shall we be affected by external elements as to our
regard.
We should not lose heart and be despondent because of the things happening in the church. All these things simply remind us that we are still corrupt
people.
Because when God first has chosen us, He's not done that according to our works. He has chosen us according to who we are. However, God's election does not stop at the very time you're chosen. He starts to work to continue to lead us until that He promised has been fulfilled in us. And because of His faithfulness, today we're able to assemble here. Today we're able to bear witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We testify that forever He is the Lord. Forever He is the King of the Church. Although in reality we really do not measure up. But in our faith, we proclaim that He is the King. And we're willing to learn to obey the King. To learn to be ruled over by Him. So that His purpose will in the end be brought to pass in us. So, brothers and sisters, this is what the genealogy of Christ
is about.
We thank God that by faith we now enter into the genealogy. Now we are partaking in God's eternal purpose.
和基督作王的一个地位上。
But in the end, God will lead us to the very position in which we will
reign. 这重要的盼望。
It is our glorious hope.
用这说当初这些家谱的时候。
So brothers and sisters, we read these genealogies.
我们在这从这话里面看见，我们实在是感谢神。
From all this word, we simply want to give thanks to Him.
我想从这个家谱，我们还要特别注意到有一点。
And there is another point that we need to pay special attention to.
这个家谱里面一再讲到谁生了谁，谁生了谁。
That is, in this genealogy, time again, we will read this. This person begot that, and that person begot that.
这个家谱从来没有提到一个字。
However, there is one word not mentioned in this genealogy.
生的对面是什么？
That is the very opposite of life.
感谢主，这个家谱里面没有提到死亡这个词。
We thank the Lord that in the genealogy don't see the word death.
只提到生。
Always giving birth to.
表明说，在这个家谱里面的人，他们得到的生命是永远的生命。
Telling us that the very life in this genealogy, all the people have received are the
eternal life.
No more is the death.
即使在这个家谱里面，这些人最终的结局都是败落的。
Even though the people in this genealogy came to the state of corruption,
但是感谢神，只要进到这个家谱里面
，But we thank God once you enter into this genealogy,
这些人永远不再死亡。
These people will never die.
他们俩是得到那永远的生命。
Because they have received the eternal life.
就是基督的生命。
That is the life of Christ.
我们感谢神，在这个基督家谱里面的人都是要永远活着。
So we give thanks to God. All these people listed in this genealogy will be the people who will live forever.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
因着有生命，就有盼望。
Because of this life, so there is hope.
当一个人死了以后，盼望就没有了。
When a person dies, there is no more hope.
只要这个人还活着。
As long as this person is living,
他就有指望。
He has hope.
他就有前途。
He has a future.
即使这个生命是极其软弱的。
Even though this life is so weak.
但是这个生命永远是不会熄灭的。
However, this life will never go out.
有可能这就是我们的蒙恩的光景。
So brothers and sisters, this is an exact picture of our salvation.
耶稣基督他是亚伯的后裔，他是大卫的子孙。
So we thank God that Jesus Christ is the son of David, the son of Abraham.
我们因着信心缘故，我们成为亚伯的后裔。
And because of faith, we now become descendants of Abraham.
我们因信心缘故，也能承受神所应许给大卫要做王、做宝座那个应许。
And because of faith that we are able to inherit the very promise that God has promised.
这是神拣选亚伯兰的一个目的。
And this is also the very purpose that God has chosen
for
us.
这是神拣选这些蒙救主的百姓的一个目的。
And this is also the very purpose that He has chosen all of us redeemed people.
这同怎么说？是我们看见蒙恩是何等大的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, should you understand what is the great salvation that you have been given?
所以难怪保罗在以弗所告诉我们说，这何等的恩道有何等的指望。
No wonder Paul says this in Ephesians. He says, what is the hope of your salvation?
我们有何等的指望。
What is the hope you're calling? What hope we have?
我们乃是有荣耀盼望的一方人。
We're people with this glorious hope.
因为基督第二次要再来。
Because Christ is coming the second time.
那一天来的时候，我们要把我们接到荣耀国度里面。
When He comes on that day, He will receive us into His kingdom.
我们要和他一同作王掌权。
And together we'll reign with Him, and we will have this dominion forever and ever.
因着这个缘故，我们要感谢神。
And for this very reason, we need to give thanks to God.
也因着这个缘故，我们要警醒活在。
And also, for this very reason, we have to have the sober spirit to live beforehand. And by His grace, we want to live a godly life. So that the kingly life today will reveal in us. So that this very king today will be revealed in His church. In all things we will follow Him. In all things we will obey Him. So that His promise today will be really manifested in His church. We ask God to command His grace to all of us.
被列在基督家谱里面有份的人。
So that all of us were listed in the genealogy of Christ, being a participant in it.
看见荣耀的身份。
Could see that our glorious position.
看见荣耀盼望。
Could see our glorious hope.
知道如何在地上过继续的生活。
And then, therefore, know how to conduct ourselves in this world. Friend, would you please say a concluding prayer for us?